Is there a dog in a car at a bar on the street?
Yay!
Then that's a dog that we really want to meet. Hey, can I pet your dog?
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 Please?
With Renee and
Alexis!
Yeah.
Welcome to Can I Pet Your Dog? I'm Renee Culvert, a big dog owner.
I'm Alexis Preston, a puppy dog owner.
And this is the podcast for unapologetic dog lovers. Alexis Preston, happy post-birthday.
Thank you. Now,
I feel like more razzmatazz should have gone down last week.
No.
For your birthday.
That was the right amount.
You feel?
Yeah. It was us remembering. It was, you know, I remembered it was my birthday. We said, well, happy birthday.
Sure. And that's all you
need. That's all you need.
Now, at work, I do a poll. I enlist Google Forms to have people tell me their favorite birthday treat. Mm. And then you have to rank on a scale of 1 to 10 hoopla level with which you prefer to be celebrated.
I see, yes.
Scale of 1. On 1 is silently put a cupcake on your desk. Nobody says anything.
Right, yeah.
10, we shut down Sunset Boulevard for a parade for your birthday. Where are you on the scale of 1 to 10 hoopla birthday level?
On the actual day of my birthday, I'm like a 6.
Okay. Real like, reasonable.
Yeah.
Real
middle of the road. I need ish. That I've realized like there are people that like feel like me on my birthday every day, and that's bad.
Sure.
Where I was like, I don't know. I remember like I had to do something. I think I had to move my car.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't want to.
It's
my birthday.
All days?
I'm not going to do it. It's my birthday.
Yes.
And I was like, wow, there are people that are just like,
entitled,
I'm not going to do it. I'm famous.
365.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So it's good that I only have one birthday a year.
Good.
Because I do just tend to get like in my brain, I'm like, I'm not going to work.
Not today.
Like, even at work, days that I've had to go to work, I'm like, okay, well, I'm not going to do that much.
Yeah,
it's my birthday.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to go for a walk.
Yes.
Like, you have to work still. And I'm like, oh, yeah.
Exactly.
A little.
Exactly. Here's what, and I bet this is something that people put into a phrase more often than I'm aware of, is that, like, they're acting like it's their birthday.
Yeah.
They don't want to do
it's good.
They don't want to work over here.
What, is it your birthday?
What's it, your birthday?
Mm-hmm.
You don't get to act like that unless it's your birthday.
Yeah. Fair. So I really take that to heart. And I also, like, when I enter a store, I'm like, look, if they have a birthday special or something, I do want to know.
Of course.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, I got a free candle just because it was my birthday.
Excuse him. Wow. Mm-hmm. Where are we getting free candles?
Well, it wasn't intentionally free, but they were.
You stole it? Did you walk out?
Yeah.
You're so, like, well, it's my birthday.
Yeah, it's my birthday.
Yeah.
It's the birthday discount.
Right.
You know, the five-finger birthday discount, as they call it. Five-finger. Is it 10-finger or five-finger?
I think it's five.
Okay, good.
I think. Yeah. I don't know. Listen, as two criminals.
Criminal masterminds.
On how to shoplift.
Yes.
Can't quite report how to do that.
No.
But yeah, how did this candle come into your possession?
They were already on sale.
Okay.
And I was smelling them, and I had been talking to the sales clerk for a while,
so
her shop.
Right.
And like she was like, look, I'm just trying to get rid of these candles.
Yeah.
If you buy one, they're already on sale. You can take the floor model with you. And I was like, okay.
This is great.
Because they're like the type of candle that I don't normally buy.
Sure.
They're like the fancy, like, that's too much for a candle type candle.
How much for this candle?
Yeah. But two for the price of one.
A two for one.
Sure.
And a floor model.
Yeah. And a floor model.
Yeah, and you got a floor
Everyone
model in the home.
One already. It's great.
Well, it's just they know how to be a candle.
Yeah.
They're not going to show
true.
Up, you know, tipping over or flickering out. They've been at it for a bit.
Right. I mean, not a lit. They didn't light these floor models.
Well. But I feel like the performance of it.
It's ready.
Exactly.
It looks good and it knows it smells good.
To believe it.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Did Crumb know it was your birthday? Were you properly treated?
I kept trying to tell him.
Sure. That's
and I don't
tough
know if he really
dogs.
Got it.
Yeah.
He like still would bark and stuff.
Right.
You know?
Yes. I'm going to do a 180 from the celebration of birthday, which is glorious. My week was just. Just delivered with the first episode ever of food poisoning.
Yeah.
Now, on the one hand, I'm thrilled that I've made it to this ripe age of 85.
I
stand
will say,
before you.
It is wild to me. You've never had it before.
Never before. Never before have I had food poisoning. And boy, is it all everyone cracks it up to be. It is. It's a dramatic.
Yeah.
It's a very, your body's putting on a show.
Right.
And at the same token, Tugboat was also not made privy to the severity with which the situation was. He was more irritated that the light was going off and on throughout the evening.
Come on.
Trying to sleep here.
lady.
If we could stop it. Yeah. And then every time I would get in the warm spot of the bed, and then would be upset that he was being made to move again. It's fine. I tried to explain to him. I'm like, we're having a bit of a night. If you could just work with me.
You've
here.
Had nights, right? Like, Tugboat?
Guess who also was having nights? I'm getting light shone in my eyes every 30 minutes.
Oof. Gosh, I'm so sorry.
But beyond my week and a birthday celebration, good week for you?
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, we're fine.
Yeah, we're fine.
It's fine. Everything's fine.
Birthdays are stressful and also fun.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I couldn't agree more. I also am really, really observing that just all the way up until April, I feel like January, February, March is... And then in April, yeah, now the year can begin.
Interesting. See, I like February, but I think because it's my birth month.
Sure.
So like that's a good month for
yes,
me.
Yes,
I
agree.
And it's short. We get it out of the way.
Yeah. now that it's your birth month, that'll change it. I feel as a single person, it is usually I just have to make it past Valentine's Day. And then you're good. So why is March getting a bad rap? I think because it's not super warm yet. I like like a warm month, but it is Max Fun Drive. So that should switch
and
up my
St.
attitude.
And St. Patrick's Day. Everybody's favorite holiday.
Everybody's favorite holiday.
I wonder whose favorite holiday is St. Patrick's Day, because that's hilarious.
They're out there.
They have to be, right?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Let us know. Give us a tweet. Give us an Instagram.
And tell me why.
Yes. I think that more than anything. Like, just, what's my
is
favorite
it the
holiday? Yeah, but why?
Like, explain green? It. Green's your favorite
here's,
color?
Here's what I would bet. Mm. I would bet it is people whose gotcha day is St. Patrick's Day.
Uh-huh.
That's their favorite holiday.
That
if you
sense.
Got your dog on St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah. If you have another reason to like St. Patrick's Day other than that it is St. Patrick's Day.
Outside
sure,
of actually being
yeah.
St. Patrick's
yeah,
Day. Precisely.
Absolutely.
It's your wedding day.
Yeah, I love it. I got married that day.
It's payday.
Oof.
Yes.
Options beyond it actually being St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah. Now, okay. So, with it, how would people let us know this, Alexis? If they wanted to be
ooh.
Like, hey, it's St. Patrick's Day's mine. Where could they go to do such a
okay,
thing?
Okay, you could send a carrier pigeon.
You could. An
you
option.
Could. That is one option.
Right.
You could get an old phone book out.
Right.
And see if our numbers are
see
in there. They're not.
Yeah.
Or you could visit our social media.
Ooh.
Twitter.
Now this seems like the easiest
this
option.
This is the easiest for
okay.
sure.
All
but
right.
Look, the favorite holiday is St. Patrick's Day. They're kind of different. So I wanted to give them more options than
fair.
Just Twitter,
I appreciate
Instagram.
It. Yes.
But we are at CIPYD podcast
perfect.
On those. And you can also find links to our individual accounts from there. And then you can also email us at canipetyourdogpodcast@gmail.com.
So many options.
Yeah.
And while you're at your computer,
yes.
if you got the time, if you're just like, I don't want to do anything but go to iTunes and review podcasts. That's the only thing I feel like doing right now.
Yes.
I hear you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm there several times a week.
Oh, yeah.
I understand. If you wanted to rate, review, and subscribe to ooh. Our show, well, we'll take it.
Oh, I'd love that.
We'd love nothing more.
Please.
Because I tell you what, right now, I believe, first off, you sweet, sweet listeners have got us past the $1,000 mark. It's not. No, you don't get paid for reviews.
No, you don't.
But past the 1,000 stars
oh,
element.
Nice.
But I think we're at like 1,007.
Okay.
I think we can get to...
Oh, we're at 1,000. Well, I'm looking at 1,000.
What are you saying? Well, what do you have?
Seven. Yeah.
Seven. Okay.
Yeah.
So what if we make a little goal? 1100.
1100.
Which, as you know.
Interesting way of saying that number.
Right. Well, and then also, I think we're both keenly aware that I'm terrible at numbers. I'm the one who's always like, oh, yeah, no, we only have three more to go.
That's
what,
true.
What I have done yet again is added. Added 100 to what I meant to say. Oh, I'd just like to get to 1,010. But instead, I've told you, oh, I'd like to get to
1,100. Okay.
Okay.
What's nice about this, though, is that we can get any amount of reviews, and Renee will be like, yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah, precisely.
Yeah.
No, that's exactly what I asked for.
Yes.
I'm telling you, we have the best listeners in town, and they give me what I want.
Yeah.
That's easy. Here's how you can be happy in this world,
okay.
And I'll tell you right now. Forget what you wanted.
Uh-huh.
And then once something has changed, be like, yeah, no, I'm pretty sure that's what I asked for. That seems right.
I mean, they do say.
Yes.
What is it? Like, expectations are the death of a relationship.
God, isn't it
so,
true? Yes.
There you go.
Good. So I have no expectations.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, but you will be delighted.
I'd like to see the numbers move a bit.
Sure.
If they went down, I'd probably be less happy.
Please don't
than I would
please don't delete your old reviews.
Please don't. But if they could go up again. And I definitely appreciate that. Boy, it is annoying to listen to. I'm sure you listen to several podcasts and it's annoying, but it's the only way that you can stay relevant in the industry. So it means a lot. And I'm sorry that we have to ask for it every week.
Yeah.
but it means a lot. Okay. Enough biz.
Okay.
Enough biz talk.
Okay.
Let's get down to casual.
Let's do the numbers. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
You want to hear what we have on the show?
I would like to tell our sweet
okay, then I won't do the numbers.
Gotten themselves into this week, please.
The NASDAQ. No, we have a Mime Up Minute from Magda and Felix.
Yes.
We have the very wonderful guests, best-selling authors and podcasters, Gabby Dunn and Allison Raskin. And then we have a little bit of dog news about a vet bill that's getting passed.
Ooh, very exciting. We'll do a quick crumb vote.
Of course. Just quick. Oh, sorry. That's okay. A given.
Sure. Okay.
But you think we're not going to talk about our own dogs?
Please. Please. You know what you're that's getting yourself into. Ms. Alexis.
Ms. Renee.
Well, do you hate the miss in front of stuff? Is that...
You know what? Kinda. Yeah. But when you said it didn't bother me, but then if someone was like, do you want to be called miss?
Right. I'd
be
like, certainly not. Never. Mm-hmm. In a million years.
Although, ma'am is worse. I hate being mammed.
Oh, no. No, no, no. Nobody likes it. No. Nobody likes that. No. They should just take it out of the vernacular completely.
It's not polite to be like, ma'am, you forgot your keys.
Certainly
like,
not.
I left my keys there.
On purpose.
Don't
and
ma'am
now I'm
me.
Never coming back.
And I believe them.
Well, I regret saying Miss Alexis.
That's okay.
But I do want to address you by your name.
By just my property.
Alexis. How's Crump been this week?
He's been pretty good. How have you been? He's looking at me.
Yeah. Can I talk about Crump?
Yeah.
Please. On the way into your house, you know how a child will hold onto your leg and then want you to continue to walk so they can go along for a ride? Crump has now taken to that and it is the cutest thing
it's
ever.
Very cute.
It goes immediately for your shoelaces or a pant.
Yes.
And it seems that it's done with the intent of affection.
Yes.
And I feel it like Crumb and I are good buds.
Yeah.
But it also is adorable to think that, he's being trained to attack.
Yeah.
And he's so teeny tiny.
He's so tiny.
That he's just like, great news, I'm going to stop her.
I mean, he's really good at untying shoelaces.
Yes.
And that's
yes.
about it.
Yes.
That's as far as he can get.
It's
which I guess someone could trip.
No,
and
but it's
fall.
Quite a service because we're about ready to go into your home. And I think I am sure people who have a no shoe policy would give anything to have a Crumb to just be like, just
please
unto
remind
the shoes
them.
For just be like, let's kick off your shoes and stay a while. I'll help.
Yeah.
It was very sweet.
I had a small, get together for my birthday.
Yes.
And so that was the first time in the new house I've done that. And I was like, how's Crumb going to do that? And it was fine. He still doesn't like when strangers come over.
Sure. Fair.
He just doesn't like it. He'll just bark at them.
Right.
And it was so, a room full of people he knows.
Yeah.
And you'd think, one more person, he's not going to really notice.
No.
No. If he doesn't know them, immediately barks.
Just starts barking at them.
Yeah.
Which I can imagine is frustrating when you're trying to have a party,
sure.
But it's also very charming.
It's very cute. And it's very, I think everyone else that does know him is like, cool.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm already in.
I'm good.
I'm good.
Yeah. I'm good. I also, is Crumb a mean girl? You were invited. Nobody invited you.
I don't
to this
know
party.
You.
Yeah.
And I was like, Crumb, that's my friend. I did invite them. He's like, well, I've never met
okay.
them.
Well,
I'm like, Crumb,
know.
You haven't exactly. even been alive a year. You can't have met that many people yet.
It's very sweet.
He's very sweet.
It's very
I'm
sweet.
To think if there's anything. No.
I kind of had the same type of week. Tugbo, in addition to being very visibly irritated that I had food poisoning, was also a bit of a grouch at work this week. Now, to his, and this is slight credit, I think that we've got a system that works out. So Monday, Wednesday, Friday, he gets a walker on Monday, a walker on Wednesday, Friday, he comes into work. Tuesday, Thursdays are dog park daycare. Mm-hmm. And I think he is playing so hard at dog park daycare that the Monday, Wednesday, Friday element is just for sleeping.
Right.
So I feel like this Friday when he went in, it was just he was disrupted from his routine of sleeping. But oh my goodness, he just a pouty boy.
Oh no.
To everyone, including but not limited to his very best friend.
No.
I know.
What did he say to him?
It was a little bit rough. He just couldn't be bothered to lift his head. Yeah.
Just, I mean, I get that. You
just
know,
a powder.
When you're tired, you're tired.
I know. But I also feel like I've got, he's 3.5. So in dog years, what is that, 24?
Yeah, 7, 14.
Yeah. So now I've got this young adult on my hands who thinks he knows everything.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, Alexis. He thinks it's his birthday every day.
Oh.
I know.
It's not your birthday.
It's not your birthday, Doug. It's not your birthday. Sometimes you got to go into work. This is what adulthood is. It's not fun, but we have to get up.
It's true.
I will pay the bills. Yes.
Crumb's birthday is coming up.
Yes. And when did we decide his birthday is?
It is the 25th of February, I believe.
Are you going to do a little party?
Yeah, 25th of February. I don't know yet. Okay. I do like that they sell little dog cakes. Very cute. Have you seen them? They're so cute.
Yeah.
We'll see. I don't know. I got to see what he wants to do. Maybe just go to the dog park.
And when is the gotcha day?
It is March. Wow. Here we go.
It's tough when they're that close together because Tug's gotcha day is August 4th, but his birthday is September 21st. And so a big hullabaloo is made out of the gotcha day. Right. And then his birthday gets a little. Yeah. So honestly, that's probably the best way to do it is have that birthday first and then the gotcha day. Because otherwise the birthday gets put on the ropes.
No, a bunch of things that say give Crumb flea medication.
Okay, well, sometime in March.
Yeah, sometime in March. Okay. I don't know why I can't find it. But
I like it. I like it. Well, I think, listen, both of us have kind of had humdrum weeks with our dogs, but you know what? I think a lot of times we forget that dogs are just like humans. You're allowed to have a humdrum week.
That's true.
No big swig.
Yeah.
That's fine. Yeah. Next week, we're probably going to go to a theme park. Who knows what adventures behold
them. Oh, I can't wait for the dog theme park to open.
Me too. Hey, Alexis.
Hey, Renee.
Do you know what time it is?
What time is it?
It is time for My Mutt Minute with Magda and Felix. Hit it!
Woo! Hi, guys. This is Magda from Poland. I love your show, and this is My Mutt Minute about my dog, Felix. Felix is 1-year-old Cavalier King Charles Spaniel puppy. He's black and brown with 2 white socks and white belly. He has floppy ears with wavy hair that makes him look like Instagram influencer and incredibly soft squishy mouth and giant kind eyes. He's highly energetic, happy, and curious about everything and everyone. He's in constant lick mode and he will find you and he will lick you. He doesn't care for sticks but loves pine cones. We have chicken, geese, and cats, and he wants to be friends with every single one of them. He just doesn't have a mean bone in his body. And time.
Oh my God, I love it so much. He looks like an influencer.
He does.
He fully does.
Cute dog.
Magda sent in some photos, including but not limited to, of Felix holding a pine cone.
Yes.
And it's just as cute as you would imagine it to be.
It's cute in that way that, like, I look at Crumb and I go, oh, bud, come on.
Yeah, man.
You can't go in the beauty pageant.
Look at this dog.
Same,
because especially, because Felix is a little bit younger than Tug. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, oh, all right, buddy, you got to try a new nighttime regime.
Uh-huh.
Because
and Felix has really good black, but with these little eyebrows.
Yeah.
Eyebrows are really good.
He's King Charles. Oof. Daniels, my goodness. And not a mean bone in his body. Making friends with geese.
So cute.
Felix, no notes.
I
do have a note for Magda, though, and I bet it's the same note you were about to say.
Oh, that she also did very beautiful art.
She didn't talk enough about herself in this. That's my note. Yeah.
I guess it wasn't really a note. It was a thank you because I think we posted it, but she did this beautiful picture of Crumb and Tug in a tugboat. And it's so good.
It's so good. But we will post all of them.
Yes.
Did you see at the bottom on the boat? Is it pistachio?
No. Okay. It's so cute.
Can we take that again? And then the flag has tugboat on the table. Yeah. Look at all these things
everything.
To it.
I know.
Ah, Magda.
It's so good.
You thought of
the
everything.
Attention to detail.
Everything was thought of in this photo, and I love it. Alexis, if listeners wanted me to scream at them.
Yeah. They do.
How could they get that to happen for them?
If you want Renee to scream at you, you need to do a My Mutt Minute. And to do a My Mutt Minute, you need to record yourself talking about a dog that you love for 1 minute on your phone or recording device. Go ahead and send that email recording to canipetyourdogpodcast@gmail.com. We'll play it on the show.
Easy
Renee
peasy.
Will scream at you.
Oh, I love you so much.
Hey everyone, Alden Ford here with the cast of Mission to Zix. Hello. Our fourth season premieres on February 19th, and for those of you who aren't familiar with the show, we decided to ask one of our characters to give you a quick recap of what's happened so far. Say hello to the clone trooper, AJ.
Who are you people? What's happening?
Okay, AJ, put your gun down. AJ, can you just tell us what's happened in the Zix Quadrant in the last couple seasons?
Oh, well, we destroyed the Emperor.
Oh, really? Okay, great.
Yeah, I mean, I think so. We knocked him into a chasm. Mr. Robot Man and Barchi's ship crashed through a window, and Dar and Baby Horsehead and I took out, like, a bunch of bad guys. Papa filled his destiny, and the lizard was there, too.
Okay, great. I guess I was sort of asking what the show is like.
Oh, you mean, like, it's an improvised, serialized, workplace space opera featuring brilliant sound design, incredible guest stars, and an epic, hilarious tale of Fresh versus Whack?
Oh, yeah, wow. Where did you come up with that?
Jesse Thorne told me to write that on my palm.
Okay, all right. Well, Mission to Zix Season 4 debuts on February 19th on Maximum Fun. Check it out.
Hey, I'm Jared Hill, co-host of the brand new Maximum Fun podcast, Fan Time.
And I'm Travelle Anderson. I'm the other more fabulous co-host, and the reason you really should be tuning in.
I feel the nausea rising.
To be Fan Time is to be a big fan of something, but also have some challenging or anti feelings toward it.
Kind of like Kanye.
We're all fans of Kanye. He's a musical genius, but like, you know.
He thinks slavery is a choice.
Or like the Real Housewives of Atlanta. Like, I love the drama, but do I want to see black women fighting each other on screen?
To the nah. We're tackling all of those complex and complicated conversations about the people, places, and things that we love.
Even though they may not love us back.
Fanti, Maximum Fun, podcast.
Ew.
Well, you guys, we're all number one fans of these girls. They need no introduction, but we will give it to them anyway. New York Times bestselling authors, my favorite podcasters and yours, Gabby Dunn, Allison Raskin, welcome to the show!
Thank you for having us!
Thank you so much for doing this.
Oh my God.
Now, I have to tell you girls, my day job is at Stitcher. Mm-hmm. So I get to sit at the front desk when you come in to record your incredible podcast, Just Between Us.
Oh, thank you.
You are the nicest people, and you were so talented, you deserve to be jerks.
Right.
I'm very impressed with how kind you are.
I don't think anybody deserves to be a jerk.
I like that attitude.
Like, everyone, I feel like it's a very welcoming front desk you've created. So everyone seems nice when they come in.
I love seeing you.
You guys, you're just the best.
But then also you do me this incredible favor that every now and again, you'll bring your dogs.
Yeah.
Which is kind of why we're here. I am so in love with both of them. Gabby, you have Beans.
Yeah.
Allison, you have Sugar.
Yes.
Now, I feel like we should go one at a time.
Okay.
But what's really crazy is that we all rescued our dogs from the exact same place.
I know.
All from Wags and Walks.
Yes. Incredible.
Which is nuts.
Well, Allison brought me to Wags and Walks. Allison adopted Sugar from Wags and Walks first.
Right.
I'm a trendsetter.
Yeah. And then when I was looking for a dog, I was obsessed with the Wags and Walks Instagram account.
Of course.
And I would look at it every day. And I like went and looked at dogs there and like knew all the dogs by name, basically like they were celebrities. And so that's where I found Beans was on their website.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Which now going in, you guys have an incredible episode that has the founder of Wags and Walks, Leslie Brog. And she talks a little bit about it. And you guys went into it a little bit about how you got your dogs. But you were saying that maybe not necessarily Beans was a dog that you would have initially wanted.
Oh, no.
Oh, so sorry.
No, she's agreeing with you.
Yes, yeah.
I mean, we talked to Leslie, who is an amazing guest, all about dog rescue.
Right.
But no, I had this idea in my head that I wanted a dog that wouldn't shed. I wanted a dog that maybe had like white fur, because like black dogs and cats also have like a kind of a rough go of it.
Sure.
I remember there was like a hashtag National Black Dog Day to like show support for black dogs.
Right.
Like, and he is hard to see at night. I will say that. he
Where'd
does
go?
Seem to disappear on the leash. But so I just wasn't sure. I like passed him on the website. I also was like, Chihuahua, I don't know about that brand that has a bad reputation. So I just passed him on the website. And my girlfriend at the time was like, what about this guy? And I was like, I mean,
neither.
I don't know.
Yeah.
And then she was
what
like,
what if the whole reason that she was in your life was to get you Beans?
I think that every day.
Really?
I
yeah,
love that.
Of course.
Wow. Yeah.
It does bring a lot of just like, well, I can't be mad at you. You got me my dog. It's nice. Or you can be a little mad. You know what? You can be a little bit mad.
It was you can't be mad at the time spent.
No, she picked him.
Yeah.
I give
her
full credit. And we went, me, my sister, and her, to go see him. And he was very cute in person.
Yeah.
The thing is, too, is that he's very overweight.
He's so cute, though. And we should describe it. So a bit of a Chihuahua mix. Do we know what he's mixed with?
A pig.
Okay. he does have a bit of a snort. And those legs are particularly short, which is delightful.
And he's balding like a pig.
Yeah, he's balding on his back like a pig. He is a small black Chihuahua who is 15 pounds. very thick neck, very barrel chested.
Yeah.
He's losing his hair.
Of course.
And he just, I mean, he looks, I was saying to Allison, he looks like he's always been alive and will always be alive.
Yes.
He's like an old tortoise looking, but then he's only 4.
Really?
But and my partner is like, he's 100.
He's timeless. Yes.
So, now, yeah, so I wouldn't have picked him, but then we saw him and he was super fucking cute.
Yeah. Now, going into it, I know that we had the fur preference. Did you want a little dog?
I wanted
yes.
a massive pit bull.
Yeah, you chose right.
And I wanted a big fat, I talked to the Wags and Walks about a big fat pit bull of theirs that I really wanted. And people at the time were like, you cannot have a dog that you can't lift.
Mm, that's good advice.
Because, yeah. I mean,
they
for a lot
to be
of reasons.
They have exceptionally trained to right. have a dog you can't lift.
Yes.
I
agreed.
Love,
yeah.
my favorite type of dog is like greyhounds or whippets or yeah. like, I love big, I want like a bear.
Right. Yep.
But that's not a greyhound or whippet. They're
no,
like,
but they're big.
So
they're,
skinny.
They're tall. They've
they're
got height
bigger.
On their side.
Yeah. yeah. They're bigger. They're I like a bear type dog too, but like they're bigger.
Right.
Whereas like, this is, what is this? This is a little mound of potato.
I have to, and you have graciously brought both dogs into the studio.
Oh, yeah, they're
Bean's
both here.
Looking at us right now as if to be like, if we could just hurry this up.
He's whimpering, which is his new thing.
Just a bit, no, do we know the origin of one, how it started, or maybe what he wants?
He was sick one night, and so he started whimpering, and yeah. so I rubbed his belly for hours.
Uh-huh.
And then now I've slowly realized that he's learned that whimpering gets me to pet him.
Yep.
And this is all within the last couple months. And also, I was saying to Allison, he got his paw stuck on the chair one time and he yelped.
Buddy.
And
yeah.
I, overboard, I was like, oh my God, are you okay? And I gave him a lot of treats and I hugged him for so long. I was like doting on him.
Yeah.
And now every so often, he yelps when nothing's wrong because he has realized that
he's
that
so
will
smart.
Cause me to rush over to him and be like, oh my God, what do you want? Do you want treats? Are you okay?
Yes, of course.
He's manipulating me.
It's... And on the one hand, you're 80% irritated, 20% for me, proud of him. My pup had the same thing where he had a bit of a sick belly. And so we needed to get outside urgently.
Right.
And so he learned that if he spins around and runs to the door that, oh, it's we got to go. We got to go right now. And boy, I fall for it every time.
But it's better to fall for that.
Yes.
Than be surprised.
Than just be like, oh,
yeah, now there's shit all over the floor.
Exactly. Well, that's what I mean. I'm like, oh, my God, maybe this time he actually is hurt or sick.
Right. right.
No. Not since the first two times. He's playing me.
Yeah, just a little smarty. I am proud of him. And now, Sugar. How long have we had Sugar for?
Oh, my God. Sugar and my 4-year anniversary is next week.
You guys.
Yeah, Valentine's Day 2020, baby.
Come on. You're a little Valentine's Day pup?
Allison no. got her on Valentine's Day.
Sugar looks like a Muppet.
Yeah,
I'm
she
sure
doesn't
you get
look
that.
Like a dog.
No.
I don't
all.
Know what she's not a dog. She's more of a stuffed animal.
Full human. Now, how would you describe the breed? Do we have the
she's
actual
breed
of this?
A little poodle mix.
Yeah.
She's around 20 pounds. We're aiming for 17. She's also barrel chested. She's apricot colored, which is also maybe like a dirty blonde.
Yes.
She has human eyes.
She has human eyes. She's got a pink nose. And she's beautiful.
She really is.
Thank God, because of her personality.
Well, now, I mean, we talk about this personality, but I find it so charming. Sugar spares no fools.
Sugar cares about actually no one.
Yeah. Now, was that her kind of temperament when you got her? Has it gotten progressively better since you've had her?
Oh, yeah. I think she's way more loving now. So just imagine what it was like before.
She's very regal.
She yeah. loves me, but... I have to leave to see it.
Sure.
So, like, she's like, my mom's always like, she's like a teenager. She's like, leave me alone, mom. And
right.
then suddenly you leave and it's like, mom.
You're my favorite. Yeah.
And, yeah, I mean, I've also had to learn that, like, her version of affection is just different than what other dogs is.
Right.
Like, she's never going to, like, lick me. Like, except
yeah.
I got, like, 5 licks this morning.
Not
so I knew
bad.
It was going to be a good day. And she just like beats to the beat of her own drum. Or what is it? Walks. She
walks to the beat of her own drum.
Yeah. She's very aloof.
Oh, she's leaving me.
Okay.
See you later.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I feel like you're talking about me too much. She can't have the spotlight on me for this long.
Yeah.
But it was really sweet. She was hanging out on your lap. So
yeah.
it seems like we've got a little bit of affection.
No,
that'll go in there.
She sits on my lap and we'll be watching TV. Her favorite thing to do is like I sit down on the couch. And she runs over and then she puts one elbow on me and like leans on me like a businessman at a at an armchair.
Right. Of course.
Just yes, a little go-to. Bit of affection.
Just, yeah. You're right. Just one elbow's worth.
That's it.
Which is perfect. Now, were you looking for this kind of dog when you first started?
Yeah. So yeah. She fit all my criteria. Yeah. I saw her at a adoption fair across the street from my house after looking all over the city for a dog. She ended up being across the street.
And of course.
The moment I walked up to the fair, this other woman was holding her, and I could tell that she wasn't taking it seriously. And I was like, that's my dog. And then I, like, stormed up and interrupted the conversation.
And took Sugar?
I like, stayed around until that lady left, and then, like, yeah.
Yes.
But then they were like, you have to take her right now. And I was like, okay, but I don't have anything for a dog. Can I get her tomorrow?
Right.
And they were like, no.
Really?
And I was like, but please, I have nothing. And they were like...
Please, sir.
I have nothing. And I had plans the next day. Like, it just, like, was not the right day for me to take a dog. And they were like, sorry, that's our rule. And I was like, okay. And then I went and got lunch with my friends. And then I came back as the adoption fair was ending. And I was like, did anyone take Sugar?
Yeah.
And they were like, no, I think she's still around. She was like, and so, like, 2 hours later, I went and bought all the stuff for our dog. And I called and said I wanted her.
Aww.
And then guess what? I was able to pick her up the next day.
I love that. See,
wow, they were trying to hustle you.
Yeah. And maybe to their small, small defense, I would bet they hear that quite a bit. Of, well, I promise I'm going to be right
I'll
back. And then
you
never see him again.
Yeah.
So I understand.
They were basically
little.
Saying if someone else at this specific adoption fair wanted her,
right.
then they got her.
Then
but
they, yeah.
thank
they
God no
tips.
One did.
Did you find in not having a dog and not knowing her particular needs that you got a bunch of stuff that was not necessary?
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
I mean,
yeah.
Right now, Sugar has one toy, and she plays with it maybe twice a week.
Right.
Yeah.
Beans doesn't care about toys at all.
Does not care about toys. Doesn't
Beans
care about
story?
Balls.
What is Beans like?
He doesn't, I mean, first of all, the opposite of Sugar.
Yeah.
If he could crawl inside my skin, he would.
He's so affectionate and sweet. Just a little mayor walking around greeting everybody.
Loves people, wants to greet everyone, wants to meet everyone.
Yep.
Wants to sit with people, crawl. I mean, if he's not touching me, he's crying. Like, he needs to be in my lap.
Right.
He needs to be, part of me having him is I'm like, well, I've chosen to never be alone again.
Sure.
Like,
yep.
He wants to sit. If I'm on my computer, he wants to sit on my lap in front of the computer. If I am, like, on my bed, he wants to sit right up in my face.
Of course.
Like, he sleeps in the bed with me.
Of course.
Like, he needs, he's so needy.
Does Tugboat sleep in your bed?
Of course he does.
Yeah, I think it's weird when people don't let their dogs sleep in
their
bed.
They tell you you're not supposed to.
Who
yes.
cares?
It's so true. And I think it is, like, he's got such a little hilarious personality that we've had trainers come in, and their, because it's got to be cute, their advice was altitude equals attitude. So the higher he is, the more, like, in charge he feels that he is. I was like, well, I know, but he's funny. He's cute in bed. So we're just going to let him have a little bit of an attitude because it's hilarious.
Oh, my God. That's why Sugar always tries to go to the highest point.
Yeah.
She always climbs up big pillows and tries to get as high as possible.
Isn't that wild? I am not great at reading a full article, but I've read the first paragraph of numerous ones. And they always say that a lot of it is just packed mentality of trying to be the alpha.
Yeah.
So, like, getting up high and sitting on your lap is just like, you're mine. And I'm in charge.
Mm-hmm.
Very cute. It's very cute.
He's also very easily doted on, right?
Sure. Yes.
So, like, people that come to my house or whatever are just immediately like, whatever you want, I'll give it to you. I don't care. Like,
of course.
Everyone that visits is, or like, I had him out in the yard and my neighbor's girlfriend was like, who's this? Like, every person loses their minds over Beans.
As you should. I am barely able to conduct this interview right now looking at both of these dogs.
And
They're so cute.
He's very fat. So I, like, was walking him one time and these little girls were like, Gordo, Gordito. Like,
okay.
I was like,
you're right.
He can hear you.
People come up to pet Sugar and she walks away.
Of course.
And then I'm mortified.
Of course.
Or they'll be like, can I pet her? And I'll be like, yeah, good luck.
You can try.
She's pretty aloof.
You can give it your best.
My line is always, oh, yeah, if someone's like, can I pet him? I'm like, please, he's running for mayor and he needs your vote.
That's a delightful interaction. We all should be doing that going forward. That's exactly how you respond to that question.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for names, did they start with Beans and Sugar, or did you guys name them?
No, we both kept the names from Wags and Walk.
No kidding. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's cool. I mean, they did a pretty good job.
Yeah, I could never have named my dog Sugar. It wouldn't have occurred to me.
Yeah.
Right.
It's so, I think, excessive. It's just like,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like so like, for like, thrill. Yeah, like, yeah, just and, very like, saccharine. I would never have had the balls to do it, but I love that her name is Sugar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's, and it suits her.
It suits her.
Does it?
I think so, because I think she's sweet, and she knows that she doesn't need anything added
and
to her
life. And everyone loves sugar.
Yes.
Yeah.
But the, you shouldn't, you know, you can't have enough of
but
it.
Just a little bit, yeah.
You could never have enough of it. I can never have enough of her.
No.
Well, Beans was
give
named.
It to me.
Oh, my God. On the Wax and Rocks website, Beans was named Tootsie Roll.
Interesting.
And then when I went in to meet him, they were like, so we've all just been calling him Mr. Bean.
Oh, yeah.
And they were like, and we've all just been calling him Mr. Bean or Mr. Beans.
Sure.
And so then when he was in the like playroom where we were trying to see if we got along with him and stuff before we adopted him, we were like, Beans, Beans, like calling to him. And yeah. he answered to it and came to it. And so we were like, all right, well, I guess it's Beans then.
Yeah.
What was he like in the playroom?
I was going to say, how did you guys both know? You're like, no, that's my dog.
He came right. My sister is very cold hearted and he came right to her and sat in her lap and she immediately melted. She's never loved an animal the way she loves Beans.
Right.
Her whole personality has changed around this dog.
Sure.
She like loves him so much and shows him more affection than I've ever seen her show a human person. And so she
so sweet.
She is obsessed with him.
Yeah.
And so he crawled right into her lap of course. She was the one who needed the most convincing.
Yeah.
So she immediately was like, all right, I like him. He's okay. He's good. He's chosen well.
Yeah.
And then he just is kind of like a love bug.
Yes.
Like just wanted to cuddle and wasn't, I mean, he doesn't move a whole lot.
It's
he
really
doesn't really run.
Sweet. He's on your lap right now, resting his little chin on your arm. Just tucked in. He's happy.
Kind of a potato. Yeah. We brought him to the dog park and we were like looking at all the other dogs like running and like chasing frisbees and doing stuff. And I was looking at Beans and I was like, wouldn't it be cool if you were a dog? Be cool if
wouldn't
you were
nice?
A dog at all.
Right. Right.
But he's not. He's just a little stuffed animal.
Yeah. That's, I think, but I think it's good to have them all. Because Sugar is also, it's nice to have a little bit of
a cat
dog. It's
right.
nice to have a pig dog. I feel like mine is a bit of a bear. Like, it just, you never get the animal that you set yourself out for. But it's all very cute.
If you bring Tugboat to the dog park, you can throw a ball. Tugboat will play fetch.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's, but he's the same way in that he's too friendly with other dogs. He wants to just get in. And they're like, whoa, 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 man, we just met. So that's our problem there. Is he, a bit like his mother. He's on a bit too strong. But yeah, they're just as good as it gets.
Yeah. I was like, see that ball, Beans? You could do that. You could chase that ball. He's like, not interested.
Has he ever made any attempt?
No. I'm shocked every time he runs a little bit. I'm like, oh my God.
Well, excuse me.
If he gets the zoomies, I'm like, what?
Right. Just in a bit of a hustle.
Yeah.
I can't. Well, A++ for both of your dogs. I can't even stand. Now, do you guys have dogs growing up?
I had a dog, like maybe like 7 to 12, and then my dad made us give it away.
That was
a whole story.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
That is, we've got a few guests who have been like, it wasn't great. So you've got a sweet disposition about it. But parents, if you get a dog, let them keep the dog.
I had a black lab named Baby growing up, and then 5th grade we got a Scottish Terrier.
Yeah.
That we named Pitsky, which is like a Hebrew like term for like little thing, like a Pitskala, like a little small thing. So he was named Pitsky, and he was a little Scottish Terrier, like classic what you're thinking, like little Scottish Terrier. And my grandmother at the time was like, I don't want you guys to get a dog. I hate dogs. Dogs suck, whatever. My one grandmother. My other grandmother had 3 French poodles.
Sure.
But Ami, Coquette, and Suzette.
Yeah.
But the other grandmother was like, I don't like dogs. I don't want dogs.
Okay.
And then she got cancer and she was, and she was in the hospital and we would bring the dog to visit her and she started like gaining affection for the dog.
Yeah.
And then like by the end of it, like she had a framed photo of the dog in her hospital room. And then like we would bring him to visit her and then we would just leave like she and then when she was in kind of like a hospice situation in her home, we would just leave the dog with her and he would just lay on the hospital bed. So like towards the end he became like her dog.
Her dog. Wow. Yeah. Wow, that's and then, first I'm so sorry, but also that's so beautiful.
It was so
I
crazy the like bond. Like she did not want us to get a dog and hated him at first. And then as she got sicker, like their bond became like super close.
Yeah.
And she would like call him her grandson and like get him birthday cards and stuff. And then like, and then when she passed away, I think we were like, there was a while where Pitsky was just like depressed.
Of course. Yeah. Yeah.
And it was really, and then I think me and my mom, because we love my grandmother so much, we're both unduly affectionate and doting on Pitsky after my grandma passed away, because we were just like, this dog is her spirit. Right. And so yeah. then we were just like obsessed with the dog for a while. And then we had to put him down when I was in college. Mm. And it was like very traumatic because it was like she was dying all over. Like and my mom were losing it.
It's never just the dog.
I know.
Yeah. 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 It's on the one hand, like the most incredible, beautiful thing in the world. But on the other hand, you're just like, why do we do this to ourselves?
I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I talk to Beans every day. I hold his head and I go, you're immortal.
Yeah.
It's so crazy how immortal you are.
I can't believe I got the one dog that's not going to die.
It's so I tell myself yeah. every day.
Yep. Same.
Yeah.
I could talk to you girls all day long. I can't begin to tell you how much I adore you. But I will let you go so you can go record another podcast. Before we hear all about the stuff that you guys have going on, can we play a quick game called
yeah.
Name That Dog?
I love games.
Oh, yes.
I love games. So let's go with the dog that you were thinking in your mind that you might have gotten. So like a white pit bull or like an American bulldog type of dog. So this dog is big and he's white. I think let's go with, I keep calling him he, but I think let's go with a gal. You guys are more than welcome to each name separately, or you can work together to come up with a name for this so white pit bull that's a female.
Oh. My first thought was like a flower of some kind,
yeah.
like Daisy or Magnolia. Yeah. I don't know why.
I like Daisy.
Daisy's good.
Daisy feels right.
Daisy feels right.
Yeah. I don't know why.
Yeah. There is
a dainty name for a big dog.
It's perfect. We've got a Daisy in our neighborhood who looks exactly like that and wears a little boutonniere on her collar. It is
so
adorable.
Cute.
I'm a psychic.
Yeah, you know it. You know
I have one special psychic skill. It's predicting dogs.
Wow.
we gotta monetize this. There's no way to do that.
So can you guys please, again, I feel like our listeners are like, yeah, I know I'm obsessed with them already, but can you please let them know where they can find you and certainly about your podcast, which I think I couldn't find the episode number on it, but it's October 30th, I believe, of last year was the Wags and Walks episode. So listeners, you guys are going to love that one. You're going to love them all, but that one in particular, start with that one.
Yeah, the podcast is called Just Between Us. And on Instagram, it's at JBU Podcast. And I have a podcast called Bad with Money, which is also on Stitcher Network. And I'm at Gabby Dunn. Beans just snored. Beans so snores cute. Like a human man, by
it's
the way.
The best.
All through the night, he snores like a grown man.
Sure. Yeah.
I'm on Twitter at Gabby Dunn and on Instagram at Gabby Road. And then I had a book come out called Bad with Money and a comic book. Oh, that also came out called Bury the Lead. Fair. And Beans is fully snoring.
Just adore. I wonder
He's
if we can
awake.
Get that on mic. Yeah.
And that is what is weird. He snorts. You've heard him have a snort attack, right?
Where he's like, think so. Oh, that's like, yeah.
It's cute as can be. I got no notes. I want it just the same. And Allison, yes, where can we find you?
Yeah, just the Just Between Us podcast and at Allison Raskin on social. And I have less accomplishments.
Disagree. No, you're wildly accomplished. Yeah.
Yeah, we have two YA novels called I Hate Everyone But You and Please Send Help.
Yes.
So get those.
Yeah, get those.
Good job, girls. All right, thank you so much for doing this.
Thanks for having us and our dogs.
Thank you so much.
Now, Renee.
Yes.
I need you to go ahead and cue the dog news song.
Oh, sure. Ready? Hold on. Let me just put it on the record.
Okay.
And the record player. And dog news.
And what I like about that song is that you're smoking a cigar while you sang it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Also, I'm so sorry. That was a live radio show that I put on. So
dog news. And you are ancient. You are 100 years
Listen,
old.
Listen, the radio show happened a long time ago. And as you know, everybody in the past is old.
Truly, yes. They were very
that's
old back
how
then.
It goes. Listen, that's what the song is. I don't know what to tell you. Yeah. Please tell me about this dog news you have.
It's pretty short, but on Wednesday, so that'll be on the 5th, I think it was, the House passed a bill to allow VA to fund service dogs for veterans with PTSD.
Alexis.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, the nearest I can tell, that's exactly what it says, obviously, because prior to that, I would imagine that it was all like private funding and fundraising and like this,
like,
terrible
little
thing.
Little companies and... trying to like, the Puppies Assisting Wounded Service Members for Veterans Therapy Act would launch a program presenting federal grants to nonprofits providing service to dogs to veterans suffering mental health issues. Yeah. So,
yeah, I mean, that's the only response you can have to that. I know, it's how, like, much we love it.
It, you know, normally I might be like, oh, studies have found that veterans with dogs,
like, you know
exactly how good it is. I also like that this is puppies is in the title of the act. It's not dogs, but it is puppies helping the veterans.
Oh, so cute. Buddy.
Yeah.
Incredible. Great. We love it. No notes. This is not controversial news.
No. This is perfect. This is great news.
This is perfect news.
Yeah, this is as political as we'll get.
Well, Alexis, we did it.
We did it.
We made it to the end of another show.
Look at us.
I'm very proud of us.
Me too.
Feel like our listeners have a busy week ahead of them, so I don't want to keep them.
Yeah.
But I do like talking to them every week.
That's true.
So it's that thing of just like, I don't want to hang up.
I want to, you hang up first.
But you guys hang
up. We should make the listeners stop the podcast. Right,
exactly.
We're not going to stop.
We're just
going
to keep going. You just have to turn it off. No, you hang up first.
God, that'd be annoying.
But I want. God, can you imagine
an hour of that? I'll do it.
No, I know you would.
You know, no one. You know, it's weird.
What's
remember
that?
Last week I offered to read all the dog news in a robot voice, and I said you could Venmo me $1 and I'll do it.
Right.
Weirdly, no one took me up on that.
Not
isn't that strange?
One person. Can you? Well, I bet we're on a budget after the holidays.
That's right.
That's probably
that's
why.
What it is. Okay.
That seems right. Certainly not that people didn't want that.
Yeah. I mean, why wouldn't you want to be annoyed?
A budgetary issue.
Why wouldn't
you
want to pay to be annoyed? Hello.
Okay. Well, but I'd also keep an eye on it. I feel like I'm sure that's on its way. I would also like to maybe, they don't owe us anything. They're listening to this
show.
No,
they don't.
They're fine.
Thank you for listening.
Sincerely. We love you guys. All right. But again, they have a busy week. We got to let them go. We don't want to let them go, but we got to let them go.
Yes.
So I will say to you, Alexis, can I pet your dog?
Can I pet your dog?
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.